tickets for just $3. Grab a cold one and remember, this spot's for you, Tom. Visit SLPs.com to find out about upcoming games, promotions, and theme nights, as well as latest player news. The Leafs team store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Leafs gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get up on the officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Leafs team store. Visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen, located in the left field corner. In the local bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel on brats, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Brew. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Celtic Bees. Calling all kids. After 79 games, kids 12 and under are invited to come onto the field to run around the bases. Nationwide is the official partner of Minor League Baseball. For every pitch line throws at you, Nationwide is here to offer protection. Visit Nationwide.com to see how Nationwide is on your side. The Salt Lake Bees are proud to go gold and join the Huntsman Cancer Institute in their effort to strike out childhood cancer. All season long, the Bees will be helping to raise money that directly funds pediatric cancer research at Huntsman Cancer Institute. You can donate to .org/gold. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
The starting lineups are presented by Zions Bank. For a banking home field advantage, Zions Bank is for you. First of the AAA affiliate for Seattle Mariners, the Tacoma Rainiers. Leading off and playing second base is number one, Sam Haggerty. Batting second is the shortstop, number eight, Donnie Banther, and playing left field is number 16, Kyle Lewis. Batting fourth is the catcher, number 27, Cal Rowley. Batting fifth is the right fielder, number 23, Steven Souza Jr. Batting sixth is the designated hitter,
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Salt Lake City, Utah, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Salt Lake Bees in Game 2 of a six-game series between American League West Division rivals and their AAA clubs. The Tacoma Rainiers, of course, the Seattle Mariners affiliate. Salt Lake has been with the Angels for quite some time now. Teams met up in a doozy last night. For lack of a better description, 13-11 was the final score. The Rainiers winning the game under unusual circumstances, getting an extension of the top of the ninth inning due to a pop-up that dropped in front of home plate and went for a hit. That was with two outs. You catch the ball, the game remains tied, but no one caught it. It fell in right in front of home plate. Shortly thereafter, a full count to Marcus Wilson, and a pitch clock violation committed by the pitcher, resulting in an automatic ball four, and Marcus Wilson walked as a result of that. And that loaded the bases, and then Billy Hamilton got the game-winning hit. Drove in two runs with a single to left to put the Rainiers up 13-11, and Patrick Weigel worked a scoreless bottom of the 11th, and the Rainiers came away with a win last night. Tacoma has not won back-to-back games yet this year. They are 8-17 on the season. They're trying to win back-to-back games for the first time this year. Tonight on the mound will be Darren McCacken. McCacken is 1-2 with a 7.57 ERA. He's already faced Salt Lake twice this year, both times at Cheney Stadium in the season-opening homestand. And he pitched really well in one game, and in the other game they knocked him around. So we'll see what happens here tonight. McCacken's going to be opposed by left-hander Jake Kalish. Kalish, a 30-year-old southpaw, 2-1 with a 2.63 ERA for the Salt Lake Bees. So Kalish goes for Salt Lake and Darren McCacken for the Rainiers. Yes, Kyle Lewis is here. He is in the starting lineup. He's actually going to play the outfield today. I'm told it'll be for five to seven innings that he'll be out there, depending on how much action he gets, really. So Kyle Lewis will be in this game for at least the first half of it. He had a homer yesterday in his season debut in the first game of his rehab assignment. We'll talk more about that later on. The Rainiers also had a couple of roster moves today, including bringing in a real veteran. We'll take a look at the roster moves when the Tacoma Rainiers previews right after this.
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Tacoma Rainiers and Salt Lake Bees gearing up for the start of this one here in Salt Lake City. Game 2 of 6. Rainiers with some roster moves today. They have added two relievers, one off the injured list. Kyle Bird, the lefty, activated from the injured list today, and he is available in the bullpen for tonight's game. And also joining the team is the veteran Fernando Abad, who is 36 years old and has been pitching professionally for 17 years. And Abad is joining the Tequila Red Ears. He had been pitching in the Mexican League. He's appeared in 400 major league games, including 16 just last year in this league in his past. So Abad will join the Red Ears, as is Kyle Bird. The Red Ears bullpen getting a bit better today and a lot more experience today as well. We'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups first for the Red Ears, 8-17 on the year. Haggerty leads off at second base. Donovan Walton bats second. He's at short. Kyle Lewis hits third. He's in left field. Cal Raleigh cleanup. He does the catching. Steven Souza Jr. hits fifth in right field. Batting sixth, designated hitter Brian O'Keefe. Hitting seventh is Eric Mejia. He's at third today. Batting eighth, first baseman Zach Green. And hitting ninth, center fielder Billy Hamilton. Darren McCacken on the mound. Salt Lake, the Angels affiliate, 12-13. Manager is Lou Marzin. They lead off with Michael Stefanik at second base. Brendan Davis at second. He's in left field. Dylan Thomas in right field. David McKinnon cleanup at first base. Batting fifth, catcher Chad Wallach. Kian Wong hits sixth at third base. Orlando Martinez, the DHL, hits seventh. Batting eighth and playing shortstop is Jake Palamaki. And hitting ninth, the center fielder Magnuris Sierra on the mound. Jake Kalish, who seems intent upon starting this game early tonight. So that's it for us.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears baseball. As we are underway, Sam Haggerty just swung and missed at the first pitch of the game, and we are underway a minute early here in Salt Lake City tonight. And Jake Kalish with his next pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 1-1. Yesterday's game started about 5 minutes late, so I guess they're making up for it today. I'm good with it. Let's get started. Let's start playing. One ball, one strike to Haggerty. And the next pitch is taken down and in for a ball. 2-1 the count. The Red Ears. Winners yesterday, 13-11. And Tacoma had really good offensive showing last night against a team that's had the best pitching in the league, at least prior to last night. As Haggerty fouls one back. Salt Lake fell out of the top spot last night in team earned run average. They had the best ERA in the league, but that was before the Red Ears hung 13 runs on them yesterday. Now they have the second best ERA in the league. Here's the 2-2 from Kalish to Haggerty on the first base side. Haggerty hitting .303 in 19 games, four homers, and 17 runs batted in. Now the 2-2 is a check swing on a pitch inside, and the first base umpire says he did not go around. Our umpires today, Alex McKay, the first base umpire, is the crew chief. Behind home plate is Emil Jimenez, and the third base ump is Cody Clark. Three balls, two strikes to Haggerty. And here comes the payoff from Kalish, and it is swung on and hit well to center field. Back on the ball is Sierra. He's reading this one, and he gloves it while tracking it back towards the warning track. And one man is out in the top of the first inning. Haggerty made good contact there, but it's caught. One out, and now Donovan Walton will be the batter. Jake Kalish, this pitcher the Red Ears are facing tonight, 30-year-old lefty out of George Mason University, grew up in New Jersey. He's ready to work on Donovan Walton, and the pitch is swung on and tapped slowly to the right side, fielded at first base by McKinnon, and he tosses it to the pitcher covering first for the out, and Walton is retired on one pitch, two away. At the top of the first inning, and here comes Kyle Lewis. What a thrill it was last night in his first ever AAA game, because he skipped AAA on his way up to the big leagues. Lewis, first ever pitch that he swung at here. He took two pitches first. It was a 1-1 count, and then the first time he swung at a pitch in a live game since last May, May 31st, first time ever in this ballpark in Salt Lake City. And he just hit a monstrous home run, 464 feet to left field. He stands in now and takes a curve outside for a ball, 1-0. And Lewis didn't stop with the solo homer yet and ended up going 3-for-5. Now the 1-0 is inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. So Lewis out ahead in the count. Made contact in all five at-bats yesterday. Now the 2-0 pitch is high, ball three. Yesterday he DH'd. Today he's playing left field, and he will not play the whole game, I've been told. He'll play somewhere from 5 to 7 innings, depending on how much running around he has to do in left field. 3-0 pitch is over for a strike. Lewis taking all the way. Count goes to 3-1. So three balls, one strike. And here comes the pitch. And this is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes full, 3-2. Well, the first three pitches missed the strike zone. The next two hit it. And here we are, three balls, two strikes to Kyle Lewis with 2 outs and no one on. Kalish is set, and the payoff is inside, ball four. And Lewis will head down to first base with his first walk of this rehab assignment. Didn't swing at anything during that at bat. So he's on with 2 outs, and now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. Overlooked in all the hoopla surrounding Kyle Lewis's first rehab game and his success in it yesterday, Cal Raleigh sneakily had 2 hits, including a long home run of his own, which came with a couple of men on base. And he finished with 3 runs batted in and 2 runs scored yesterday. Switch hitter, he bats right against Kalish, the southpaw, and the pitch is up high, ball one. Raleigh is appearing in his 5th game for Tacoma this season tonight. He began the year with the Mariners. Got optioned to AAA when the rosters shrunk in size. And he swings and lines one to short, and it's caught by the new shortstop, Palamaki, for the final out here at the top of the first inning. Raiders do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. A walk for Lewis, and one runner left on. Salt Lake coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Hey, is this Land Secure?
Franco's cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first inning, and now taking the field is the Red Ears starting pitcher, Darren McCacken, who is just wrapping up his warm-ups right now. And McCacken making his sixth start of the season. He's 1-2 with a 7.57 ERA. Coming off a good one his last time out at Las Vegas when he allowed just one run in six innings, surrendering just four hits with no walks, and he won that game. The Red Ears beat Vegas that night 7-1. Stefanik, the leadoff man, stands in for Salt Lake, and the pitch is for a ball, 1-0. Red Ears are wearing their red jerseys today with the gray pants and black hats. So now the 1-0 is inside, and the count's 2-0 to Stefanik. Salt Lake is wearing their home whites, white jerseys, white pants. White pants have the pinstripe, the lone pinstripe down the side. Now the 2-0 pitch in there for a called strike, 2-1 to Stefanik, who's hitting .352 and finished second in the league in batting average last year. 2-1 pitch, swung on, grounded foul, first base side. Counts even 2-2. There are no surprises here. This is McCacken's third start against Salt Lake this season. And their hitters know him, and he knows their hitters. Adjustments are made. 2-2 pitch is hit on two hops to second, and handling it is Haggerty, and he throws to first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the first inning. So Stefanik grounds out, and now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Davis, right-hand hitter, hitting .214 with two homers in 84 at-bats so far this season for Salt Lake. And the pitch from McCacken is low and away for a ball, 1-0. First pitch slider there from McCacken. Next pitch hit to the right side, and there's Haggerty flagging it down on a hop with a little flare, and then he pops up on his feet and throws out Davis at first base. Haggerty had to move to his glove side, his left side, as he's looking in, and he also had to angle back a step onto the outfield grass, and he kind of slid on one knee as he gloved that ball, and then he just popped right up on his feet very athletically and calmly threw out Brendan Davis. Two down, and now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. And these two, of course, teammates last year, a big part of it. He takes a pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Thomas hitting .275 for Salt Lake in 21 games with two homers. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. McCacken leaning on the slider quite a bit here at the very start of this game today. Now is 1-1 pitch. Is a breaking ball over for a strike, another slider. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is a called strike three. Got him with a fastball, froze Thomas, and he strikes out, and Darren McCacken sets down the side in order in the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma, your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the second inning of play here at Smith's Ballpark, the second oldest stadium in the Pacific Coast League, opened up in 1994. Leading things off here in the second for Tacoma, Steven Souza Jr. And he looks out towards the lefty Kalish, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Souza homered yesterday, part of a two-hit game in which he also drew a walk, which is really getting to be a hallmark of his early in the season as he takes one high for a ball, 1-1. Souza has played in, prior to today, 15 games, and he's walked 14 times. It's just almost nightly he draws a walk. The 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball high and away. And his on-base percentage coming into play today is an outstanding 400 because of those walks. His average isn't up where he wants it yet. He's at 224, but I think he'll get there. He'll get that average up. 2-1 pitch hit high in the air to right. This ball's carrying. Back on the ball is Dylan Thomas at the track. He makes the catch, and that is out number one of the second inning. It was carrying in the thin air here, 4,300 feet above sea level. But right now, there's no wind, no help from the elements at all. The flag's hanging perfectly still on their poles in left field. And that ball was caught. Now, the outfield fences in Salt Lake City are very deep. They made them that way on purpose to try to make up for the high elevation. Here's Brian O'Keefe and the pitch to one. O'Keefe 4-for-11 with a homer so far this season for the Red Ears. Got a late start because he began the year on the injured list. Healthy now. 1-0 pitch from Kalish is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0. Called a strike, and the count moves to 2-1. Kalish now with his next pitch, and it is in there for a strike. So an even count, 2-2 to O'Keefe. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center field. This is playable. The center fielder calls everyone off. That's Sierra. And he makes the catch. O'Keefe is retired, and two men are gone in the top of the second inning. setting up that Salt Lake defense as Eric Mejia gets ready to bat. On the infield, the Bees have David McKinnon at first base, Michael Stefanik at second, Jake Palomaki at short, and Kian Hoang at third. Outfield is Davis in left, Sierra in center, and Dylan Thomas in right. Mejia fouls off the first pitch. A sinker from Kalish. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is going to bounce up to the plate. That's a ball. 1-1 the count. Mejia had a big game last night. He came a home run away from the cycle. He had a single, a double, and a triple. His average is at 231 on the year. Kalish, the lefty. The 1-1 pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 delivery is outside, ball three. So three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1 is a swing and a foul tip. Count goes full, 3-2. On deck, the hot-hitting Zach Green. So three balls, two strikes to Mejia. And the pitch is a called strike three on the inside edge that leaves Mejia staring in wonder at the umpire and getting an explanation. No argument. He now turns and walks away. But Mejia is called out on strikes, and that does it for Tacoma in the second inning. Three up, three down. First strikeout for Jake Kalish. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning here in Salt Lake City. Darren McCacken on the mound. And his pitch to David McKinnon is inside for a ball, 1-0. McKinnon reached base five times last night. He's hitting .283 with a .412 on base percentage. And he takes inside for a ball. And he reached base in his final five plate appearances consecutively yesterday after making an out his first time up. So he's got that string of reaching still alive. 2-0 from McCacken is in there for a strike. If you missed last night's game, you missed a lot. I mean a lot. There was a lot packed into 3 hours and 2 minutes. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and grounded foul. The Red Ears took a 7-0 lead in the third inning, with homers from Kyle Lewis, Cal Raleigh, and Steven Souza Jr. They were ahead 7-0 going to the bottom of the third. By the next inning, the Rainiers were trailing. 2-2 pitch is hit high in the air down the left field line. Foul and out of play into the seats. Not deep, but foul. Still 2-2 to McKinnon. Salt Lake came storming back with 6 runs in the third and 2 in the fourth to take an 8-7 lead. Right up 10-8. That rally included, with 2 outs, back-to-back triples by Zach Green and Eric Mejia, followed by a Marcus Wilson double. It was 3 straight extra base hits with 2 outs to put the Red Ears back out in front. That lead lasted a couple minutes. Salt Lake scored 3 in the bottom of the fifth to regain the lead 11-10. It was 11-10 after 5 innings. As the next pitch is a called strike 3. Down goes McKinnon, taking a pitch on the outside edge, and McCacken has his second strikeout. Now Chad Wallach will hit. So it was 11-10 after 5 innings. I was cracking jokes like, I don't know if 17 runs will win this game. Things like that. The Rainiers tied it with a single run in the sixth inning on Kyle Lewis's third hit of the game. So there's a strike to Wallach. And then after that, all of a sudden, with the score 11-11, middle of the sixth, it was like the switch just turned, and all of a sudden both teams' bullpen started pitching really well out of nowhere. It looked like that was never going to happen last night. So there's a strike to Wallach. But each team got really good relief pitching from the bottom of the sixth inning through the eighth. And then the ninth inning got strange when the Rainiers were up. So there's one outside to Wallach. 1-2. And we detailed this in the pregame show, but it deserves another mention. Now 1-2 to Wallach is outside, 2-2. We're in the top of the ninth inning. There were 2 outs. It was 11-11. The Rainiers had a guy on base, Souza. Souza had walked. He was on first base with 2 outs. So here's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Wallach. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the bottom of the second inning for McCacken. 3 in a row going back to last inning. And now Kian Wong will hit. So with 2 outs and Souza at first in the ninth inning yesterday, Eric Mejia hit a pop-up in front of the plate. And this is a catch the pop fly. The Red Ears don't score in the top of the ninth. Salt Lake's got a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth, right? So here's one outside for a ball. This pop fly, if there had been less than 2 outs, would have been an infield fly rule automatic out. But because there's 2 outs, they have to go catch it. So here's one in the dirt for a ball. And no one caught it. The third baseman came in. The first baseman came in. The pitcher stood out of the way like he's supposed to. The catcher went out. None of them caught it. It just landed. And the inning was still alive for the Rainiers. Mejia got credited with a hit. Here's the 2-0 to Wong. In there for a strike, 2-1. Salt Lake then brought in a new pitcher, and Marcus Wilson was up, and Wilson, as he often does, had a patient at bat and made a full count, 3-2. And then they called a pitch clock violation on the pitcher for an automatic ball 4. And Wilson got to go to first base to load the bases. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. So Salt Lake should have been out of the inning if they had caught Mejia's pop fly, but they didn't. And then they had a very 2022 minor league baseball moment occur with a pitch clock violation, ball 4. Wilson got a free pass. And then Billy Hamilton comes up and strokes a single, and the Rainiers had the lead, and they win the game. Here's one up and in for Wong, and it's a full count, 3-2. And I mean, it was a great win for the Rainiers, a win they needed. And Salt Lake had to be pretty sour about it afterwards, I would think. 3-2 is inside, ball 4, and there's the first base runner of the game for the Bees. A 2-out walk drawn by Kian Wong. So he heads down to first base. And now Orlando Martinez will be the batter. Martinez, left-hand hitter. Rainier shift him with 3 infielders on the right side. And the pitch from McCacken is called a strike. 0-1 the count. No score, bottom of the... Next pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-2. McCacken getting ahead of the count. Now here comes his 0-2 pitch. And it is reached for and blooped on the left side. That's trouble if it's fair. It is foul by inches. Right here's catch a break right there. Martinez reached out and made contact with that pitch with the very end of his bat and hit a little looper up in the air over third base and down the left field line. And if that landed in fair territory, it was going to be a real problem just because it was going to take everyone so long to go get the ball. But it landed just barely foul. Now the 0-2 is on its way. And it is high for a ball. 1-2. Now McCacken is set. And the pitch is a called strike three. Froze him with the fastball on the inside edge, and down goes Martinez. McCacken with his fourth strikeout of the night, including three of them here at the bottom of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left. We go to the third inning. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Safe. Insured by NCUA.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the third inning of play. The Rainiers looking for their first hit. Their lone base runner was a Kyle Lewis walk in the first inning. Here's Zach Green leading things off, and the pitch from Kalish is hit in the air to center field, right out to Magnarice Sierra, who makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And before I can even tell you that he has an eight-game hitting streak going on, Green has flied out to center field. Now Billy Hamilton will be the batter. Hamilton had the game-winning hit yesterday. At the time that he got the hit, with two outs in the ninth inning and the bases loaded, that brought in the go-ahead runs and what turned out to be the winning runs, as here's one down low. Before that hit, he was the only player on both teams who didn't have a hit yet. Him getting that hit, the game-winning hit. So now the 1-0 is swung on and hit high in the air behind second base. Back goes Palomaki, the shortstop, and he makes the catch, and Hamilton is out number two in the third, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. So with Hamilton getting that hit in the ninth yesterday, we had a very rare game. And if you look at box scores, try to find another of these sometime. It'll be a while, probably. I mean, it happens every now and then, but not very often. All nine starters on both teams each had at least one hit. You don't see that very often. So here's one in for a strike to Haggerty. 0-1 the count. Now swinging a one hopper hit to third. It is a foul ball fielded by Wong behind the bag in foul territory, says the umpire. So 0-2 the count. Little new life for Haggerty, who was going to get thrown out there. So 0-2. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the 1-2 is coming, and it is down low. Two balls, two strikes. Of course, here we are the day after yesterday's game in which everybody had a hit, and there were 33 hits total between the two teams. We're in the third inning, and neither team has a hit yet. We've got dueling no-hitters going. Here's one up high for a ball. It's early. We're not on no-hitter watch yet, but still, both teams in the third. 3-2 pitch coming to Haggerty. And it is swung on and bounced towards third. High hop. Wong has it. Throws to first. It is in time to get Haggerty for the final out here at the top of the third inning. Rainiers go in order. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Salt Lake are scoreless.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Smith's Ballpark. Darren McCackett already with four strikeouts tonight through two innings. He'll face Jake Palamaki. Palamaki takes down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Palamaki, a switch-hitting shortstop who just joined the Bees yesterday and makes his debut for the team today. So the 1-0 pitch is down low for a ball. It was a free agent that the Bees just signed, or the Angels signed, and he was in Double-A with the Tampa Bay Rays last year. As he takes a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. And when you play Double-A baseball for the Tampa Bay Rays, that makes you a biscuit, a Montgomery biscuit. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul. So Palamaki was a biscuit last season. Hopefully, he salvaged a bunch of gear because the Biscuits have a cool logo. Although, ultimately, he played on a team called the Biscuits. 2-2 pitches outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And now a swing and a foul out of play, still 3-2. Now the 3-2 misses ball four. So a leadoff walk for Palomaki, and the former Biscuit is on first base, and now Magnarice Sierra will be the batter. Sierra hitting in the number nine spot, but he's been a big run producer for Salt Lake. He leads their team and runs batted in with 19. And he has four homers, which also leads the team. And he swings and fouls a pitch back. That is strike one. Now a toss to first base, and back in is Palomaki. Palomaki with his lead at first. He's being held on by Zach Green, who's playing first base today. And the pitch is called a strike, an off-speed pitch to Sierra. And that evens up the count. Or pardon, even about that. Now the 0-2 is coming from McCacken. And this is swung on, grounded towards the shortstop, and fielding it is Walton. He touches second for one, throws to first, too late. Sierra could fly down the line, and he was able to avoid being doubled up. But they get the force out at second. McCacken did something smart on that grounder, which was hit back to the mound, but on his pitching hand side, not his glove hand side, so he couldn't field it with his glove. He started to reach for it with his bare hand, and then he realized, wait, I'm way better off if I let this ball go past me, because he knew that Walton was playing up the middle. And now the pitch to Stefanik is ripped into the alleyway in right center field, and Hamilton on the move. He's going to have to pick it up on the warning track. It's down for extra bases. Sierra's around third. He's headed home. The throw comes to third base. Stefanik is in there with a slide. It's a triple and a run batted in. The first hit of the game brings in the first run of the game. The Salt Lake Bees lead it 1-0. Ball was hit a long way to right center field by Michael Stefanik for his first triple of the year and his eighth run batted in. And now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Right-hand hitter, Rainiers bring the infield partway in, and the pitch is swung on. It popped up foul, first base side. Zach Green over, and he can't get it. It's back in the seats, out of play. Strike one. Oh, and one the count. Next pitch is hit in the air on the right side and in fair territory. Coming in on it is the right fielder, Souza. Very shallow right. He makes the catch. Tagged Stefanik. Souza just threw it straight home to the plate on the fly. The Raiders get the second out of the inning with Stefanik holding at third base. So Davis flies out to right. Too shallow to bring in the run. And now Dylan Thomas will hit. The Rainiers infield backs up to normal depth. Not as much of a shift on for Thomas today as they were playing against him yesterday. McCacken into his motion, and the pitch to Thomas is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. 0-1 the count. Next pitch on the way. Inside for a ball, 1-1. Down the line from third is Stefanik. McCacken trying to strand him there. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Thomas. Swung on, bounced on two hops to Green at first. He fields it and then takes it himself to the bag for the out. And the inning is over. So McCacken is able to strand that runner at third who was there with one out, but That was after a run scored. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the fourth inning. It is Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good. Good together.
We go to the fourth inning, and the Red Deers are trailing Salt Lake 1-0. A very, very different game from the one we saw here last night. It was cloudy all day. In fact, it was raining in the morning when I woke up, and then the rain kind of stopped around midday, and we had clouds well into the afternoon, and now the clouds are gone, and the sun's coming down here. So almost pleasant weather. Still cold, though. So here's one outside to Donovan Walton. Ball one, leading off the fourth. Supposed to warm up through the rest of this week, though, which will be nice for everyone here in Salt Lake City. It's now a swing and a bouncer foul, 1-1. The most beautiful view of any ballpark in the Pacific Coast League here in Salt Lake City, with the snow-capped Wasatch Mountain Range visible from most of the seats here in the ballpark. 1-1 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a foul. 1-2. Of course, we have a beautiful view at home at Cheney Stadium. Clear day, and you can see Mount Rainier. Walton behind in the count, 1-2. Next pitch is outside, 2-2. Let's see here. Let me go through this. What are the other great views? Not really Sacramento, Reno, no. Vegas isn't bad. You can kind of see the strip way off in the distance, at least from the broadcast booth. There's a swing and a miss by Walton. And there's the second strikeout of the game for Jake Kalish. One out in the fourth inning, and now Kyle Lewis will bat for his second time. Albuquerque has a decent view. That's about it. Here's Lewis pulling the first pitch down the left field line towards the corner, foul by inches. He was out in front of a breaking ball there and didn't hit it real solidly, but got made contact with it. It pulled it down the line, and it just hooked and went foul on him. So that is strike one. Lewis, his first time up today, watched six pitches go by, the sixth and final of which was ball four. Oh, and won the count. The veteran lefty Kalish with his pitch, and it is swung on and popped up to right field, shallow. Dylan Thomas coming in, crosses into foul ground, and then can't catch it. He ran into the obstacle course down the right field line here in foul ground. It's the bullpen. The B's bullpen is right up against the foul line. The mound is. down the right field line. And so Della Thomas is chasing this shallow pop fly down the line, and the Bees right fielder knows that he's got a mound coming up that he needs to tarp is there as well. And so there's quite a bit going on while he's trying to look skyward at the baseball. And ultimately, he reached down to make the catch, and it went off his glove. So 0-2 the count to Kyle Lewis. And the pitch to him is outside for a ball. 1-2. This is one of the last stadiums where the bullpens are on the field, both sides, down the first baseline and third baseline in foul territory. It used to be like that at Cheney Stadium years ago, but they changed that. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip by Lewis. Still 1-2. In the more modern ballparks around the AAA baseball, if the bullpen is on the field down the lines, it's usually set behind a fence. Like at Cheney Stadium now, there's the bullpen in front of the berm down the right field line, but it's separated from the field of play. 1-2 pitch to Lewis is fouled out of play. Still 1-2. So 1-2 still to Lewis, who's battling Kalish, who's giving him a steady diet of breaking pitches. And now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a slider, and Lewis has struck out for his first time on this rehab assignment. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jake Kalish here in the fourth. And now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. Raleigh lined out to shortstop his first time up today. Now the pitch is a slow breaking ball that's in there for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And it is swung on and blasted into the gap in left center field. On the move, Brendan Davis. He won't get it. It's going to go through to the fence. Eventually pick it up. The ball is the center fielder, Sierra. And Raleigh checks in at second base with a double to the gap in left center field. And that is the Raiders' first hit of the night. A two-out double for Cal Raleigh. His first double since joining the Raiders this year. And the Red Deers have the tying run in scoring position for Steven Souza. Souza flied to deep right earlier. He's 0-1. Now the pitch. Swing and a foul back. There's strike one to Souza. 1-0 Salt Lake, top of the fourth inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And that is strike two. Souza's behind in the count. Now the 0-2 coming. And it is down low for a ball. Souza kind of flinched at it, but he didn't swing. 1-2. Steven Souza Jr., 33-year-old outfielder from Everett. Lives in Woodinville now. Signed with the Mariners as the hometown squad. And he takes inside for a ball, 2-2. Souza battled to the very end of spring training camp to make the Mariners' opening day roster. He was with the Dodgers at the end of last year and was on the playoff roster, even got at bats in the postseason last year for the Dodgers coming off the bench. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and Souza has struck out. Wrap it up the top of the fourth inning. Strikeout number four for Kalish, who gets three of them here this inning. The Rainiers, though, got into the hit column. Cal Raleigh with a double, but he was stranded at second base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Salt Lake 1, Tecumseh nothing.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst...
We move on to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Salt Lake City. Rainiers trailing the Bees 1-0. Each team has only one hit. But Salt Lake's was an RBI triple by Michael Stefanik just last inning. Darren McCacken on the mound. Here's his first pitch to the cleanup hitter, David McKinnon, and it is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a grounder to the left side, and a backhand pickup at third by Mejia, and he fires across the diamond in time to get McKinnon, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Nice play by Mejia on a bouncer up the third baseline. He backhanded it, and we've learned here in this first month of the season that Mejia has a tremendous throwing arm for an infielder. And he was able to get rid of that ball and with zip on it across the diamond and get McKinnon at first base. Now the first pitch to Chad Wallach is bounced foul on the third base side, and that is strike one. Wallach struck out swinging in the second. McCacken with four strikeouts through 3 1/3. The right-hander from Long Beach State with the 0-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. It's time for our daily check-in on what's going on around the Pacific Coast League. And we'll get our finals in from last night's games. It's now the 0-2 to Wallach is outside for a ball, 1-2. Sacramento beat Vegas yesterday 4-3. A rehabbing Evan Longoria was 1-for-3 with a run scored for Sacramento. So now the 1-2 to Wallach is two strikes. And while Vegas lost the game, their catcher, Shea Langeliers, became the first player in the Pacific Coast League this year to reach 10 home runs. He had an opposite field bomb at Sutter Health Park in Sacramento for number 10. 1-2 pitch to Wallach is outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Rainiers had a little too much Shea Langeliers in Vegas this past week. Had a two-homer game, had a walk-off homer. 2-2 to Wallach. Bounced right back to the mound on one hop. McCacken has it, jogs halfway to first, and underhands to Green for the putout. Two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. Also yesterday, El Paso won at Sugar Land 5-3. as the Chihuahuas utility man, Matt Batten, had a double, a homer, and three runs batted in yesterday. Now the pitch to Wong is a swing and a miss for a strike. Round Rock hit four homers at Reno and beat the Aces 13-9. Bubba Thompson leading the way, 3-for-5 with his third homer. So there's a pitch low for a ball, 1-1. And Sam Huff for Round Rock, who I swear I just saw in a Major League box score like 2 or 3 days ago. He had a three-run homer for Round Rock yesterday. It's now a swing and a foul tip by Wong, 1-2. And Round Rock, the Rangers affiliate, they had a rehabbing starting pitcher on the mound, Colby Allard, the lefty for Texas. He tossed three scoreless innings at Reno in a rehab start. 1-2 to Wong is inside for a ball, 2-2. And then one other game yesterday, Albuquerque won at Oklahoma City, 5-4. Ryan Feltner throwing well for Albuquerque, gave up two runs in five innings with eight strikeouts. Here's a swing and a foul to the count. Best record in the league still belongs to Round Rock at 16-9. But Oklahoma City's 15-10, one game behind him in the East. 2-2 to Wong is bounced back to the mound, knocked down by McCacken, who blocked it with his bare hand, and then he picks it up and throws out Wong at first base, wrapping up the bottom of the fourth inning. And Darren McCacken getting weak contact in the fourth, three up, three down. We head to the fifth inning of play. Our score is Salt Lake 1, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Rainiers and Tacoma with just one hit. Same total for Salt Lake, just one hit. Again, these two teams combined for 24 runs and 33 hits last night. Through four innings tonight, they've got one run on two hits total. Here's Brian O'Keefe leading things off in the fifth. Baseball, he can never figure it out. And O'Keefe lashes the first pitch through the left side and into left field, a base hit, and O'Keefe has the Rainiers' second hit of the game, a clean single through the left side to get things started in the top of the fifth inning. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. He struck out looking on a full count pitch his first time up. He was not in complete agreement with the umpire's call when that occurred. Switch hitter, he bats right-handed against Jake Kalish. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Mejia was shortening up as if he was going to try to push a bunt on the first base side. But ultimately, he took the pitch for ball one. Now the 1-0. Again, he tries to bunt, and this time he bunts at it and misses, and that's a strike. So 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a foul back there, strike two. Mejia with a full cut there. There comes the 1-2 on its way from Kalish. And it is swung on and hit softly up the middle and through into shallow right center field. That's a base hit. Going all the way to third is O'Keefe. The throw to third is not in time, and Mejia alertly takes second base as the trailing runner. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with nobody out. Mejia with a soft liner that kind of was hit off the very end of the bat, and it just snuck out into the outfield. Got some outfield grass, and O'Keefe had a very good read on it running from first base. He had a perfect view. He could tell that no one was going to catch it. He went all the way to third base, and the center fielder, Sierra, threw it to third, and Mejia took second on that throw. So he gets credited with a single, but he's at second. Runners at second and third, nobody out for Zach Green, and the pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to center. This should be deep enough. Sierra's under it, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is O'Keefe. He's headed home. He's going to score. The throw comes to third, and out at third base is Mejia on a fine throw by Sierra, but the run scores, and the Red Ears have tied the game. O'Keefe tagged, and he was going to score without any trouble. Sierra realized that Mejia was going to tag at second base and try to take third, and he fired a one-hopper to Keon Wong, the third baseman, and they got Mejia. So it's a sacrifice fly for Zach Green, but it ends up in being a double play as Mejia is thrown out. As the pitch to Billy Hamilton is in there for a strike. And for people who like statistics, that is the very rare instance where a batter gets credited for an RBI despite having hit into a double play, as there's a swing and a miss by Hamilton, strike two. If you ground into a double play, a traditional infield double play, say with the bases loaded and no one out and a run scores, the batter does not get an RBI. But in this instance, he does. A sacrifice fly that brought in the run from third, but then a trailing runner was thrown out trying to advance. So here's one up and away to Hamilton. One ball, two strikes. So the Red Ears have tied it up. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Still one ball, two strikes. No one on, two outs. And the pitch from Kalish is swung on and popped up towards the third baseman, Wong. And he makes the catch in foul territory. Hamilton is out, and that does it for the Red Ears in the fifth. But they get a run. One run for Tacoma on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning with the score. Tacoma 1, Salt Lake 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring.
We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 tie ball game here, the Red Ears and the Salt Lake Bees. Darren McCacken's first pitch at the bottom of the fifth to Orlando Martinez is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. McCacken starting him off with a first pitch changeup. Now the 0-1 to the left-hand hitter is swung on and fouled away. Another changeup, and the count goes to 0-2. McCacken has retired five in a row since Stefanik hit his RBI triple in the third inning. 0-2 the count to Martinez. And McCacken with a little hesitation delivery, and then he throws outside for a ball. Another changeup. Three straight changeups thrown to Orlando Martinez, who's DHing today for Salt Lake. 1-2 pitch is swung on and looped into left, and that's going to get down for a base hit in front of Kyle Lewis, who picks it up and throws it in, and there we go. Kyle Lewis gets his first action in left field of the night. I think he did have to chase a ball that went foul one time, but now he had to pick up a single and left and throw it in. It has not been an action-packed evening for him out there, at least not yet. So Martinez with a single to left, and now Jake Palomaki is the hitter. Palomaki walked his first time up. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. Oh, and one the count to Palomaki. Yeah, the 0-1. He tries a bunt, and he gets it down out in front of the plate. Picking it up is the catcher, Palomaki, for the first out of the inning. The sacrifice bunt moves Martinez up to second base. So runner in scoring position with one out. And now Magnaris Sierra is the hitter, their RBI leader, batting with a man in scoring position. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. Now here comes the 0-1. And it is swung on and lined into left, and that's a base hit. Lewis fields it on two hops. Around third is Martinez. Lewis is just going to fire it into second base. It's an RBI single for Magnaris Sierra, and Salt Lake regains the lead 2-1. So Sierra with his team-leading 20th run batted into the season. He singles in Orlando Martinez. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. And McCacken with a turn and a throw to first, and back in safely is Stefanik. The Angels yesterday optioned their top prospect, Joe Adell, back to AAA Salt Lake. He was off to a slow start. So here's a swing and a bouncer towards third. Mejia picks it on a short hop and throws to first to get Stefanik for the second out of the inning. Sierra advancing to second base, two down. And now Brendan Davis will be the batter. Joe Adell for Salt Lake was hitting, in the big leagues with the Angels, was hitting .231 with three homers. Not bad at all for a rookie, but in 65 at-bats, he had 24 strikeouts and only one walk, and that's not what the Angels were looking for. So They optioned him to Salt Lake yesterday. He was here today taking batting practice before the game, but not in the lineup. I bet he's in there tomorrow. Pitch to Davis is a swing and a foul tip at the plate. That is strike one. Oh, and one the count. Now McCacken is ready. The 0-1 pitch is swung out and popped up foul out of play. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner at second base. McCacken trying to put him away and strand that runner at second. His 0-2 to Davis swung on and looped softly to short, and it's caught on the fly by the Red Deer shortstop, Donovan Walton, reaching across his body backhand style. And that is the final out of the inning, a soft liner to shortstop, wrapping up Salt Lake's half of the fifth. They do get a run on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids and these need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Mike Curto back with you from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, where the Red Deers are trailing by a run again. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1 as we head to the sixth. Top of the order coming up, it'll be Haggerty, Walton, and Lewis against the lefty Ryan Kalish. And the pitch to Haggerty is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. That is strike one. Haggerty's 0 for 2 tonight. Was 1 for 6 yesterday. Well, he was on some kind of tear in Vegas at the start of this trip. Owen won the count to Haggerty. And the pitch is a check swing foul, and that's strike two. That's got to be the worst when you're a hitter, when you flinch at a pitch and you realize it's going to be a ball, and you try to stop your swing, and it hits your bat and goes foul, and you end up with a strike instead. 0-2 pitch is pulled foul down the third baseline past third base coach Zach Vincey. Big leagues filling in for Mariners coaches who were out with COVID but are back now healthy, and Vincey returned to the Red Deers yesterday. 0-2 pitch coming. And it is a breaking ball that misses, 1-2. Mariners lost today, by the way, in Houston, 7-2. They had a tough time with the Astros getting swept in that series. They ran into Verlander today. 1-2 pitch. It is swung on and lined into left field. There's a base hit for Haggerty to get things started in the top of the sixth inning. And Haggerty's into the hit column today. And that's Tacoma's fourth hit of the night. Tying runner on, and now Donovan Walton will be the batter. Astros won at 7-2 with 10 hits. Matt Brash has had a couple of rough outings in a row. Mariners will need to be patient with the rookies, he being one of the high-profile ones in the starting rotation. So now the pitch to Walton is bunted foul, strike one. It is not easy in the big leagues when you first get there. Even Mike Trout struggled in his first taste of the majors and got sent back down to Salt Lake City. In fact, that's when he played at Cheney Stadium. He'd already been in the majors and had trouble and got sent down, and that's what caused Mike Trout to play in a series at Cheney Stadium with visiting Salt Lake. We didn't know he was going to be that good at that time. Owen won the count to Walton. And the pitch from Kalish is a fastball for a strike and then a snap throw to first, but Haggerty is back in, even for seven stealing bases this year. Kalish is nearing the end of his outing, pitch count-wise. They've got a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. The right-hander is Wander Suero. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Donovan Walton. It's a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and that is strike three. Kalish with his fifth strikeout tonight. One away in the sixth inning, and now Kyle Lewis will bat with a man aboard. Lewis has walked and struck out today. Maybe we'll see the third true outcome. The pitch from Kalish, swing and a miss at a change. And the count's 0-1. Lewis, American League Rookie of the Year in 2020. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is a check swing foul tip. And a pitch that was in on his hands. And the count goes to 0-2, so Lewis is behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Haggerty leads from first. And Kalish with the move to first. Haggerty broke, though. He's on his way to second. The throw to the shortstop, and Haggerty is tagged out at second base. And he went into the base hard and is a little slow to get up on his feet, but he is up on his feet now. Haggerty caught stealing for his first time this year. Not by a catcher, but he broke too soon, and the pitcher threw behind him. Caught stealing goes 1-3-6 if you're keeping score, with the shortstop Palamaki applying the tag. And now the bases are empty, and it's no balls, two strikes with two outs on Kyle Lewis. And the pitch from Kalis, swung on, broken bat bouncer to second, fielded by Stefanik. He throws out Lewis at first, and that wraps up the inning. Lewis looked pretty good running down the first base line. That was the first time where he's really had to go full tilt, because he had a chance to maybe leg that out, although he was thrown out by Stefanik. Red Deers do not score in the sixth. They had a hit and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus. Tickets to the zoo and ball games and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Salt Lake City. The Raiders trailing the Bees 2-1. Darren McCackett on the mound. He'll face the meat of the Salt Lake lineup here. Dylan Thomas, David McKinnon, and Chad Wallach, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. This is the third trip through the lineup for McCackett, who has thrown 77 pitches through 5 innings. First pitch to Dylan Thomas is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. McCacken has been doing a lot of what they call sometimes pitching backwards today, where he's throwing first pitch breaking balls to many hitters. So here's one down low for a ball to Thomas. And the count's 1-1. So an even count. Next offering is a swing and a foul back on an off-speed pitch. And the count goes to 0-2, a change or 1-2 on Thomas. Goes to the changeup there to get that foul ball. Next pitch is outside. 2-2 the count. McCacken into his motion now, and the 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul, still 2-2. Time for a daily look around the Mariner Farm System. Double-A Arkansas won last night. Despite getting only 4 hits in the game, they won at Frisco on the road, 2-1. 2-2 pitch, outside ball 3. Starting pitching prospect Levi Stout for Arkansas, allowed 1 run in 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, no walks, struck out 5. 3-2 to Thomas, fouled out of play. Stout in his first year of double-A ball, 3-2 with a 3.46 ERA so far for the Arkansas squad. Full count on Thomas. And McCackett's pitch is swung on and lined the other way into left field. A leadoff single for Dylan Thomas as Lewis retrieves the ball and gets it back in. So Dylan Thomas with his first hit of the night. He has now reached base with a hit or a walk in 12 straight games for Salt Lake. Now David McKinnon will be the batter. We might see the Rainiers bullpen get into action now as McCacken's just about at 85 pitches. Looks like Yoan Ramirez is milling around. Pitch to David McKinnon's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ramirez is about to begin throwing. He's first man up tonight. Yeah, the 0-1. Is a swing and a miss, strike two. In the A-ball levels, the Mariners Everett Club, Advanced Class A, they won at Vancouver yesterday 4-2 to get their 8th win of the year against 13 losses. And a good start from Adam Macko. 0-2 pitch just off the plate. Adam Macko, 5 scoreless innings for Everett yesterday, gave up just 2 hits, struck out 7. And Spencer Packard hit his 5th homer. He had 2 hits and drove in 2 runs. 1-2 pitch from McCackett is a swing and a foul out of play. Still 1-2. And Low A Modesto lost yesterday. The only team in the organization that lost last night, they got hammered at Fresno 9-3. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards Hamilton in center, who's calling for it, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. So McKinnon flies to center, and now Chad Wallach will be the batter. Wallach has struck out and grounded out so far. McCacken with his pitch, and it is inside for a ball. Mariners got to get a farm team over 500. They got all these accolades as having the best farm system in baseball, but all four of the full season clubs are under 500 right now. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss by Wallach. Count goes to 1-1. Double A Arkansas and Low A Modesto have the best records. They're both 10. 1-1 to Wallach. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. But as we learned last year, a slow start does not doom you. The Rainiers were just a middling 500 team for like 6 weeks last year. And then it turned. Now the 1-2 is swung on and pulled in the hole. Diving stoppage short by Walton. Go to second for one. On to first and safe at first base is Wallach on a very close play. But what a terrific play by Donovan Walton, the shortstop. Taking a step into and a dive towards the hole. And he reached full extension and speared that ball on one hop. He propped himself up on a knee, slung it to Sam Haggerty for the force out there. And they almost doubled up Wallach at first. Great play by Donovan Walton. Second out of the inning. Thomas forced out. Wallach now at first with two down. Kian Wong, the batter, left-hand hitter. He has walked and grounded out today. And McCacken's pitch is pulled foul, first base side. Yoan Ramirez is probably ready in the pen by now, I would think. And McCacken is quite possibly facing his final hitter here, whether he gets him or not. Oh, and one the count to Wong. Two outs, runner at first base. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards Billy Hamilton, who's there, and he squeezes it for the out. Wong flies to center, and the inning is over, and Darren McCackett gets through six innings today, giving up just two runs on four hits. Quality start, a great outing. But as we head to the seventh inning, that's not good enough right now. Our score, Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com.
At Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology. From the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the seventh inning. The Tacoma Rainiers trailing 2-1 here in Salt Lake City. Each team's starting pitcher did a great job today. Jake Kalish is out for Salt Lake. We assume that Darren McCacken has probably done as well for the Rainiers, but Kalish has been replaced. New pitcher for the seventh inning, Kyle Bearclaw, Major League veteran, on to work for Salt Lake. Kalish went six innings, allowed four hits and one run, and he walked only one batter and struck out five. Really strong outing for the veteran lefty. Cal Raleigh will lead things off here against Bearclaw. Souza is on deck, and O'Keefe bats after him. Cal Raleigh is 1-for-2 with a double in this game. And you know, the time those at-bats both came as a right-handed hitter against the southpaw Kalish, but now he turns around and bats left-handed against the right-hander Kyle Bearclaw. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. And an off-speed pitch there, strike one. Bearclaw's had just two outings for Salt Lake this year and has worked 3 1/3 scoreless innings. And his next pitch is swung on and pulled to the right side and threw into right field. He beat the shift. It's a base hit for Raleigh, and he's trying to stretch it into a double, and he does. As the ball was not cut off by Thomas, he had to angle back on it and go pick it up at the edge of the warning track, and Raleigh ends up taking an extra base with some good base running. A double for Cal Raleigh to lead off the top of the seventh inning. They shifted him with three fielders on the right side and the second baseman, kind of the rover out in shallow right field, and Raleigh still found a hole and ends up with a double as a result. Here's Souza. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Souza 0-for-2 today with a deep fly out and a strikeout. Next pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. 1-1 the count. Bearclaw in just his third game of the season and has not pitched since April 13th. He's on the injured list. Now the 1-1 to Souza is Bearclaw had his best years in the majors with the Marlins. Spent some time in the big leagues last year with the Twins. 2-1 pitch is up and in, ball three. Souza out ahead of the count, 3-1. Here comes the 3-1 pitch from Bearclaw, and it is a called strike. Souza tossed the bat aside, started going to first, and then suddenly turned around when he realized it was called a strike. And he threw his bat halfway to the dugout. He's got to walk over there and pick it up. It's a full count now on Souza. And he has to reset himself in the batter's box now. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is low ball four, and Souza carefully tosses the bat aside and heads down to first base. So Tacoma has two on with nobody out, and now Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate. Tying runner at second, go-ahead runner at first in the top of the seventh inning. Sunset approaching here in Salt Lake City. Lights are on for the first time tonight. So here's a pitch in for a strike. to O'Keefe. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Now the 0-1 is on its way. And this is low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. One and one. And Bearclaw ready. And his pitch is a check swing strike to O'Keefe. He went around. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 pitch in the dirt and blocked nicely by the veteran receiver Chad Wallach, saving a wild pitch. So two balls, two strikes. And Bearclaw with his pitch. And it is inside. Ball three. So three balls, two strikes to O'Keefe, two on, no one out. Salt Lake already warming up another reliever in their bullpen. And Bearclaw is ready. Here's the 3-2 on its way to O'Keefe. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a fastball for the first out at the top of the seventh inning. So O'Keefe strikes out on a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Kyle Bearclaw. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. And the pitch to Mejia is swung on and fouled back. Strike one. Mejia, another switch hitter who's having his first left-handed plate appearance of the game right now. Now the 0-1 pitch. And there's a swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Two on, one out. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-2. So one ball, two strikes to Mejia. And Bearclaw ready. Three infielders on the right side. The 1-2 pitch is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is a called strike three. A fastball on the inside edge, and Mejia goes down looking, and Bearclaw has gotten back-to-back strikeouts after the first two batters this inning reached base. So here comes Zach Green, who's 0-for-1 with a sac fly and an RBI. His 8-game hitting streak coming into play today, the longest by a Tacoma batter so far this year. Right-hand hitter, he stands in and looks out towards Bearclaw. Runners with their leads, and the pitch is low and away for a ball. Backhanded by the catcher, Wallach digging it out of the dirt. 1-0 the count. Raleigh, the tying runner, leads from second. And Souza is at first. Now the pitch to Green is on its way, and it is up high with a fastball. 2-1 the count to the Rainiers' first baseman, Zach Green. Minor league free agent signed during spring training. 2-0 the count, pardon me, the umpire correcting the scoreboard. And the 2-0 pitch is on its way. And it swung on and smashed to center field. This is deep but playable. And back is Sierra to haul it in for the out. And the inning is over. Solid contact from Green, but the ball is caught by Magnarese Sierra. And the Red Ears do not score in the top of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City with the score. Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for a bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Salt Lake City. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake by a score of 2-1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Yoan Ramirez, has entered this ball game, replacing Darren McCacken, who had a quality start today, second in a row for him. Which six innings allowed three hits and two runs, both of which were earned. He walked two and struck out four. Ramirez takes over. And for Yoan, this is his second appearance since joining the Rainiers, getting optioned to AAA by the Mariners. Ramirez did not have a good first outing with the club. He took the loss on Sunday in Vegas, allowing three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. See what he has in store for us today. His first pitch to Orlando Martinez is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Yoan Ramirez after Darren McCacken. He's kind of an opposite type of pitcher from McCacken. Sears one outside for a ball 2-0. Bring the heat in the mid-90s, but his control and command are not always there. They're erratic. Sears a foul out of play, whereas McCacken has very good control and doesn't throw as hard and is trying to change speeds and keep hitters off balance and generate weak contact. And Ramirez comes in. He's all power. 2-1, swing and a miss, so the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch misses ball three, full count to Orlando Martinez. And the pitch to Sierra is in there for a strike. Sierra's RBI Sickie's 11-game winning streak came to an end in Toronto as the Blue Jays beat him 2-1. Yusei Kikuchi with his first win as a Blue Jay. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Sierra, and the count goes full 3-2. Now the 3-2 coming from Ramirez, and it is swung on and hit into the gap in right center field, and this gets down into the alleyway and rolls until the fence stops it. Billy Hamilton picking it up now. Sierra can run. He is at third, and he rounds third and stops there as the throw comes in to Zach Green near the pitcher's mound. A stand-up triple with two outs for Magnarese Sierra. Just blasting off to the deepest part of this ballpark in right center field. It's about 425 feet to the Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unending experiences.
Professional parts people will even install them for you for free. Improve visibility.
Here with the Angels. Center field, that's going to get down for a hit. Cutting it off nicely is Thomas. Haggerty's trying to stretch it. The throw, the slide, the tag, safe at second base. Haggerty stretches that single into a double, and the Red Ears have the tying runner in scoring position. Some all-out full-speed hustle from Sam Haggerty, who gets up with a big smile on his face at second base with his second hit of the night. And the Red Ears have the tying runner in scoring position. Donovan Walton is now the batter. He's 0 for 3 today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. And Kyle Lewis's spot is next, but he is not on deck. Forrest Wall is. We were told that Lewis was going to play 5 to 7 innings today. This is the eighth, so he's coming out. He's done. So now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. The rehab assignment for Lewis. They schedule these things. Yesterday he was a DH only, so he was in the lineup all game. But today, with all the action in left field as he comes back from the knee surgery, they were limiting him to from 5 to 7 innings, and he ended up playing the max of 7. Well, Walton skies one to left, a routine fly that is caught by Brendan Davis, and that's out number 2. And so now Forrest Wall will bat for Kyle Lewis. And he'll take over in left field, presumably, although I guess Tim Fedorovich might move the outfielders around. We'll see. So Wall pinch hits. Raleigh has hit the ball hard all 3 times today with a line out and 2 doubles.
And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 8th inning. The Red Ears trailing Salt Lake 2-1. Yoan Ramirez pitched a scoreless 7th inning. He stays in the game. To work the bottom of the eighth, they'll face Brendan Davis, Dylan Thomas, and David McKinnon. There's the first pitch to Davis, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. And the next pitch is bounced on two hops to third. That's fielded by Mejia, and he fires with his cannon arm to first base and gets Davis. And one man is gone at the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Dylan Thomas will be the batter. Forrest Wall has... In the ninth, the Red Air scheduled batters are Souza, O'Keefe, and Mejia. And now here's one inside ball, Ramirez. And then he tried to bring a tag down on Thomas going by, but he could not. So two balls, one strike to McKinnon. And here's the pitch. And it's swung on. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the ninth inning with the score, Salt Lake 2, Tacoma 1.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a...
Personable, trustworthy, and hardworking. Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing...
And now a trip to the mound by the Salt Lake Bees. I believe that's their pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas. Yes, it is. He's talking. Two balls, one strike. And here comes the next pitch, and it is not going to face Marte. Lou Marzin, the manager of the Bees, is on his way out to the mound to make a change here. He's going to go to the bullpen. We've got a tight one here in the ninth inning. We're going to take a break for this pitching change. Red Ears trailing 2-1, but they have runners at first and second with nobody out. We'll be back in a moment.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark.
Which I think he would take right now. It would bring in the tying run in all likelihood. Suero's pitch is a curve that it misses for a ball, 1-0. Suero has thrown a first pitch curveball to each of the first two batters he has faced. Here's his 1-0 on its way to Green, and it is high with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. Two and oh to Zach Green. To Zach Green. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Wilson down from Suero. 3-2 to Green. And the payoff again is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and right chasing it is Thomas on the run. He makes the catch, but tagging is Wilson. He comes in. He scores. And foul, and this goes out of play into the seats. A foul ball. 0-1 the count to Hamilton. Wouldn't it be something if Billy drove to Hamilton? Low. One ball, two strikes. Hamilton pauses outside the box for a moment, but gets back in there, ready to hit. And Suero is set. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and it is swung on, grounded back to the mound. Suero fields it and tosses it to first for the out.
Community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're
insured by NCUA.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's past.
Ramirez on in relief of Johan Ramirez. To Nick Ramirez with a bunch of lefties coming up for Salt Lake, including the dangerous Magnum. And ending up at second base is Kian Hoang, meaning the pitcher had to run over and cover first. And Green tried to hit Ramirez. 3-2, the final score. Defensive problems for the Red Ears in the bottom of the ninth inning. And Salt Lake evens up this series at a game apiece. This was a sharply hit one hopper, but the kind of ball that Haggerty normally flags down. But something happened on this one, and he couldn't corral it. And it deflected off of him and went out into shallow right field. And once that happened, it was ball game. Hoang easily scoring from second base. And the Bees win this one. 3-2 is the final score. Disappointing finish for the Red Ears after they had tied it up in the top of the ninth inning, only to lose it in the bottom of the ninth. Salt Lake takes it 3-2, the final score. We will recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit.
Featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, Salt Lake takes this one 3-2, the final score over the Tacoma Red Ears. The Red Ears finding a new way to lose one tonight as they lose this one on back-to-back errors in the bottom of the ninth inning after they'd gone the entire game without making an error. But errors on back-to-back plays end up deciding this one. A really well-pitched game for Tacoma today and by Salt Lake, too, as each team starter was outstanding. Darren McCacken for the Red Ears and Jake Kalish for Salt Lake. Salt Lake scored first in the bottom of the third inning when McCacken walked the leadoff man. He got the next hitter, Sierra, to bounce into a fielder's choice. But then Michael Stefanik drove a triple to the gap in deep right center field, scoring Sierra, and Salt Lake had a 1-0 lead. Red Ears didn't get their first hit of the game until two outs in the fourth when Cal Raleigh connected for a double. He got stranded at second. But in the fifth, the Red Ears tied it up. Brian O'Keefe singled to left. Eric Mejia then singled, putting runners he singled towards right center. And O'Keefe went first to third, and Mejia took second base when they threw to third. So the Red Ears had runners at second and third with nobody out. Zach Green then hit a sacrifice fly to center field, scoring O'Keefe to tie it up. But on that play, Mejia was thrown out trying to tag up and advance to third. So the run scored, but there was no one left on base. And the Red Deers settled for the one run at the top of the fifth to tie it up 1-1. In the bottom of the fifth, Orlando Martinez singled to left field, was sacrificed to second base on a bunt by Jake Palamowski. And then Magnery Sierra, who leads Salt Lake and runs batted in despite batting in the nine hole in the lineup, singled to left field, scoring Martinez and giving Salt Lake the 2-1 lead. McCacken ended up going six innings, allowing those two runs on four hits. He walked two, struck out four. 95-pitch outing for McCacken, who has turned in back-to-back strong outings. But Kalish for Salt Lake outpitched him, went six innings, allowed one run on four hits, walked one, struck out five. It remained 2-1 when both teams went to the bullpen in the seventh. The seventh inning saw the Red Deers get a leadoff double from Cal Raleigh, followed by a walk to Steven Souza Jr., and then they couldn't do anything with it. Then in the eighth inning, they got a one-out double from Haggerty, couldn't do anything with it. We went to the ninth inning, still 2-1. The Red Deers had gotten two scoreless innings of relief from Yoan Ramirez. In the top of the ninth, Marcus Wilson, batting for Souza, drew a leadoff walk, and then Brian O'Keefe walked, putting runners at first and second with nobody out. Wander Suero came in from the Salt Lake bullpen. He got out of that jam. Mejia grounded out, moving up the runners, but then Zach Green hit a sac fly, allowing the tying run to score. The go-ahead runner was at third, and Suero was able to get Billy Hamilton to preserve the tie and set the stage for the bottom of the ninth, when Salt Lake needed just two batters to win it due to defensive problems for Tecalba. Kian Wong facing Nick Ramirez pulls a grounder to first base. Zach Green goes and fields it, needs to throw to the pitcher covering first, threw it behind, and Salt Lake wins it 3-2, the final score. Final totals tonight for Salt Lake, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They leave 6 on base. Tecalba, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, leave 7 on base. Wander Suero gets the win. He's 2-2. Nick Ramirez the loss. He is 0-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 28 minutes. With the victory, Salt Lake gets back to the 500 mark. They are 13-13, and the Red Deers match their season high of 10 games under 500 at 8-18. Game 3 of this 6-game series will be tomorrow night at 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. The Red Deers are going to start Nick Margavichus against Salt Lake's top starting pitcher, left-hander Jonathan Diaz. That's tomorrow evening at 5:35 Pacific. Salt Lake takes it 3-2 at the bottom of the ninth. We'll be back with a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast. And
they got shut out in the first two games of the series. They finally scored today when Eugenio Suarez hit a 2-run homer, but other than that, nothing doing. 7-2, Astros win it behind Verlander, who went 6 2/3 innings for the win. He's 3-1 in his comeback from Tommy John surgery. Alex Bregman had 3 hits and 3 runs batted in. On the positive side for the M's, Penn Murphy up from Tacoma pitched 2 more scoreless innings today out of the bullpen. He's at 4 scoreless innings to start his major league career. Other finals in the American League, Tampa and Oakland were tied 0-0 going to the eighth inning, and the Rays scored 3 times. Manuel Margot with the go-ahead 2-run single, and the Rays finished a 3-game series sweep of Oakland. Baltimore scored 6 runs in the third inning and rolled to a 9-4 win over the Minnesota Twins today. Cedric Mullins and Ramon Urias each with home runs during that 6-run rally. The Yankees' 11-game win streak came to an end today in Toronto. The Blue Jays beat them 2-1. Jordan Romano, their closer, escaped a bases-loaded jam in the ninth inning to get his 12th save of the season. Former Mariner Yusei Kakken won the second game 7-2. Former Rainier Dan Vogelbeck doubled and homered and drove in 3 runs for the Pirates in the nightcap. San Diego and Cleveland split a doubleheader in Cleveland. A couple of one-run games in the opener. Mike Clevinger made his return from Tommy John surgery, started for the Padres against his former team, allowed 3 runs in 4 2/3 innings, did not get the decision, but the Padres won that ball game. The second game of the doubleheader saw the Guardians win it 6-5 in 10 innings as rookie Stephen Kwan had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. Also in interleague play today, St. Louis romped over the Kansas City Royals 10-0, the final score in Kansas City, as twice in that one. The Rockies lead the Nationals 5-2 in the ninth inning in Denver, and the Giants have a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers in the bottom of the fourth inning at Dodger Stadium, but the Dodgers are rallying with a couple of base runners. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Salt Lake City, the Bees beat the Red Ears in the bottom of the ninth, 3-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your...
3-2, the final score in Salt Lake City. And the story of this game was great pitching on both sides. Immediately following our slugfest yesterday, when the two teams combined for 24 runs on 33 hits, the Raiders winning yesterday 13-11. Today, the complete opposite night, the two teams combining for 5 runs on 12 hits. 12 hits total between the two teams, each with just 6. The run that Salt Lake won on was obviously disappointing due to fielding errors by the Red Ears, but in the interest of fairness, I think we should note that the Red Ears scored the tying run in the top of the ninth inning because Salt Lake walked the first two guys in the inning. So really kind of a sloppy ninth inning on both sides of this one, and the Bees end up prevailing on what was really a well-played game for the first 8 innings today. Kyle Lewis 0-for-2 with a walk. He played left field. They limited him to 7 innings today, which was planned. That was the max he was going to go. He didn't really get tested in left field. He just picked up a couple of hits and threw them back into the infield. Didn't have to move around a whole lot. I'm sure that this rehab is going to go on for a bit longer at least. So we'll see if he's in there tomorrow or maybe gets a day off. I don't know, but we'll find out tomorrow what the plan is for Kyle Lewis. Didn't have the big offensive fireworks today that he had yesterday. Walked on a full count his first time up, struck out his second time up, grounded out to the second baseman his third time up. So an 0-for-2 with a walk for Kyle Lewis. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. El Paso beat Sugar Land 7-1, the final score in Sugar Land, Texas. Vegas shut out Sacramento in a day game 5-0. Albuquerque and Oklahoma City got rained out. They're going to try to play 2 tomorrow. And Round Rock has a 4-2 lead at Reno in the 6th. All right, the Red Ears will try to get them tomorrow. Tomorrow's game is at 5:35 p.m. Pacific. Tacoba sends Nick Margavichus to the hill against Jonathan Diaz. And that game will begin, at 5:35. So our pregame will begin at 5:25 tomorrow evening right here on this live stream. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Appreciate